talked about meditating and follow up officers, vision and patients for me, S-A-N-A-Y, for them, P-O-O-K-E-L-A, date of birth 4/22/2010, date of office visit is 1/22/2013. Please send a copy of support to Dr. H-E-S-H-A-M-C-R-C-S-A-R-S-Y-M-D, 10950 Southeastern Avenue, suite number 100, Henderson, Nevada, 89052. Dear Dr. Searcy, I had the pleasure of seeing Pukela Sine in the office today for follow-up offices. It appeared that Pukela was last seen in the office on September 4, 2012. Period. He has a past history of craniosynostosis. He underwent tocopherol reconstruction on 12/15/2010 and has been followed in the office in regards to enlarged ventricles. Period. In the past, I had recommended a ventricular peritoneal shunting. They sought a second opinion from Dr. Kelly Schmidt, and they had that one and proceeded with shunting and wanted to continue conservative follow-up period. Otherwise, developmentally, he seems to be doing well. His last MRI was done on January 18, 2013. I did review the study and care compared to the priors, dating all the way back to 12/7/2010. Period. Overall, the ventricles appear enlarged. The lateral third appears somewhat more enlarged than the fourth ventricle. Overall, the ventricles are do not seem significantly changed as compared to those studies. The Chiari seems somewhat less pronounced than the most recent sagittal MRI as compared to his pre-op study, period. He is awake alert. He seems happy, comfortable, and acute distress. People see quite a lot. Craniosynostosis are intact. Straight until the growth heart is regular rhythm. Chest clear. As a soft line. Extremities warm and dry with no erythema, edema, period. At this point, they are in agreement with returning to the office in 1 year for follow-up MRI of the brain, period. He uploaded as well. He is not having any complaints of any headaches, period. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to spend the care of this patient. If you have any questions, please feel free to call us back with Dr. Kibitz-Blum.